Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Middle East conflict won't be resolved with missiles, but by pressure on infrastructure, says a ministry leader. Then we'll take a closer look at a new law that's raising some concerns for gospel ministry in China. The story coming your way in just a few moments. In our first story, tensions in the Strait of Hormuz continue. Iran seized at least two ships on Wednesday, while the United States has promised to continue its blockade of Iranian ports. Brother M with Global Catalytic Ministry says victory in the war won't be decided by who has the best weapons. Instead, which nation's systems will last the longest?
Energy infrastructure is being targeted specifically. Shipping routes are being threatened.
For Iran, the strategy goes beyond winning individual battles.
The goal is to try to apply pressure across an entire society in the West, which is really the new standard for warfare. It stretches systems until something breaks.
Rising gas prices and energy shortages are only the tip of the fallout. On a regional level, Brother M says a new Middle East with new alliances is being shaped. So where do Christians find their place amid these geopolitics? Brother Phil Moore with Global Catalytic Ministries points to the Great Commission in the world's chaos.
I think Jesus' point in Matthew 24 is all this will be going on in the background, but don't be afraid. Focus on the main thing that's happening. The gospel will go to the ends of the earth.
As uncertainty continues, stay grounded in God's mission and pursue your place in His kingdom story today. Meanwhile, Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association recently got back from distributing aid in Ukraine near the front lines. SGA works with local church partners to hand out food, medicine, and other daily essentials. Mock says the villages he went to were covered in craters from rocket fire, and half the homes were destroyed.
You may ask, why would anyone live there? Well, simply, the people that are there have nowhere to go. A majority are either elderly or single moms with children, and they literally have nowhere to go.
When Mock left for Ukraine, he wasn't just carrying supplies from SGA. Mock's young grandson sent his favorite toy monster truck to be gifted to a child in Ukraine. Then, while Mock was distributing aid, he met a toddler named Daniel.
And he's standing there dirty, and you could hear the explosions in the background, and you see the difficulty of his living. I knelt down and handed him this monster truck. He looked at me for a second in pure shock. In the midst of everything, he literally dropped down in the dirt, making room, room engine sounds, started playing with his truck in the dirt.
Ask God to uplift Ukrainians' hearts like young Daniel.
May we too be the same way with our Heavenly Father when He gives us these good gifts.
And finally, this past month, China's National People's Congress passed a law promoting ethnic unity and progress that will go into effect in July. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says the goal of the Communist Party is harmony and keeping the peace.
At a level of government, from how can we more easily govern this country of China, it's not a bad strategy. We can control if we have one language and singular culture and get people to think a certain way. We can control and keep peace and keep people moving in a direction that's quote unquote best for everyone.
However, under this direction, diversity and independent culture can suffer.
There is the very real opportunity for abuse and overreach in a policy such as this. So does this guarantee that there will be persecution for minorities and for Christians, etc.? Yeah, there is that possibility, but is it guaranteed?
Please pray for wisdom for those wondering how this will affect their ability to share the gospel in China and for their obedience to minister in the place where God has put them. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.